servant, and I am listening. Speak to me, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me.
Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God presented to you by the Macarius Church Headquarters. This great teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for anyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teachings as taught at the Macarius Church Headquarters.
I am listening, I am waiting, speak to me.
Hallelujah. So Bishop Eddie is preaching elsewhere, but I believe you'll join us before we finish. But you are welcome to the Thoroughly Finished Good Works Conference. But I thought you'd be celebrating because it's the first of the international conferences that Bishop Eddie is treating us to before we enter into the Give Thyself Holy Conference. And so you are blessed to be here. And I believe that one of the things that's going to happen to you as a result of this ministration is that you are going to be international yourself. Say amen. Oh, those people here don't want to be international. Okay. But I believe as the man of God comes up, I would like to take the opportunity to say that you've heard the names Banbury, Milton Keynes, Oxford. I would like to say that this is the man around whom those stories are centered. The one who is coming to preach to us today. Amen. Because in the year 2001, I was specializing in obstetrics and gynecology in Banbury. I was a member of Banbury Baptist Church. But I told myself, actually discussed with my wife that we are backsliding. We are not hot as Christians. We've been Christians for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church, but we are losing our cutting edge. Yeah, that was the discussion I had with my wife. Then one Sunday morning, she went onto the internet, went to do something, and came up and told me that, do you know what? There's a lighthouse church in Milton Keynes, which was 50 minutes drive from Banbury by a country road. And we said, oh, then let's go there. So when we entered the church, we were late because, you know, we had to find the place and all that. When we entered the church, here was a preacher, a man of fire. Ace. And I would like to say that immediately we knew that this is the place where we have to be to rekindle our fire. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. We can rekindle our fire here. And I would like to say that through Milton Keynes Lighthouse Chapel, I became a shepherd. And I was appointed a pastor. And then I came into full-time ministry. And then by many, many, many roads, I've ended up here in the Macarius Church. But it all began in Lighthouse Chapel International, Milton Keynes. And the pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Milton Keynes, is here with us today. You see, I don't want you to underrate the kind of anointing that is upon him. Because out of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Milton Keynes, have come 8 bishops. From that church alone. It should tell you that there's something, there was a power at work there. Are you ready for that kind of power today? Are you ready to encounter an anointing that will take you from a certain level? Oh my God. I remember the prayer meetings Bishop Kweku used to go take us to. I don't know how we found it. I don't know. To pray for 12 hours. And then we'll come back. My God. Today, at the Thoroughly Finished Good Works Conference, God is going to visit you. Put your hands together as you welcome with me, Pastor, Bishop, Kweku, and Pastor. Clap your hands, celebrate.
Hallelujah. I think we can clap for Jesus. For Jesus. Clap, 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 clap. We are young people. Clap. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, Father above, for this wonderful afternoon. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for the privilege, the opportunity, and the blessing of coming into your house. It's all by your grace that we are who we are and we stand where we stand. We pray the name of Jesus shall be exalted in this house. Holy Spirit, mighty Holy Spirit, awesome Holy Spirit, we ask you, increase your presence in this gathering. We are your people. We belong to you. Thank you for coming to help us. Thank you for making a way for us. And thank you for leading us into the will of God for our lives. We honor you. Master, we honor you. We honor you, Holy Spirit. Nikonda la Christopher Kabu, Sontala Yi. Halima Dayabos Takabu. Naranda Labi, Aronibi Ados Takabu. Tijunda Labakadeste. We love you, Lord. Simalabadi Bekali. Let your presence, let your presence, let your presence supersede every other presence in this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Master. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may take your seats, please. Well, it's a blessing to be in this, how do you describe it? Very, very awesome, ultra-modern, state-of-the-art, futuristic, avant-garde. Wow. Cosmopolitan. I think it has all the attributes you can think about. I don't think there's anything like this in this whole area. Therefore, we honor God for this miracle that we are sitting in. Clap, clap, clap for a miracle. This is a miracle. And it's only God who can make these things happen. So we thank God and we honor God. And we want to honor God for our prophet, our pastor, our shepherd, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. We can clap better for the life of Bishop Doug. Hallelujah. You know? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You have to be very spiritual to understand him. You have to be very spiritual to be able to receive what he's saying. And you have to be very spiritual to be able to even perceive who he is. And I think God has given us a treasure. And we honor God for this treasure. Definitely not a normal person in this life. And he has given us a family to belong to. He has given us church buildings. He has given us places to preach. It's him. He's the one God used. Are you with me? Because maybe if you were the one God wanted to use. Maybe it will be a different story. Yeah. Yes. So people may say, why is he not a man? But you too, you are a man. Yeah. Only that the treasure is in an earthen vessel. And we have to respect the vessel too. Are you with me? And I always tell people that it's the orange juice you want. Okay. But hold the jug well. Because when the jug breaks, the orange juice will spill on the floor. So sometimes you have to also respect the container that holds the oil. And that's why we honor him. Yeah. So we are not just honoring an ordinary man, but we are honoring somebody who is special to us and who God has given us. Let's honor this wonderful, great, great, great servant of God. Hallelujah. And we also want to honor our father in this house, the angel of this house, Bishop Eddie Addy. Hallelujah. Such a lovely man and a pleasant pastor. A pastor of pastors. A pastor par excellence. Yes. Bishop Addy is just different. Are you with me? Oh, he's just different. Look at him. Pastor Per. Per excellence. And what can we say than to say, may God give these wonderful men more years to live. So that many more who don't even know what can come out of their lives can be discovered and do exploits for God. We honor God's servant, Bishop Eddie Addy. Hallelujah. And Bishop Asso, my brother and my friend. Yeah. Flowing with Bishop Asso is just wonderful. I've known him, like he said, from 2001. But it's just a blessed relationship we have. We've never argued before. We've never. I've never been with us so that anything has turned into an argument or we are angry with each other or never. Rather, he will make me laugh the more. And his laughing can sometimes be very irritating, especially when he's laughing at you. But Bishop Asso, God bless you. I've enjoyed being with you and it's a great relationship and thank God for your life. Hallelujah. And let's honor Bishop Big Daddy, Bishop Christian Pofo, one of the senior most bishops and one endowed with grace, and we thank God for your life. Bishop Big Daddy, thank God. Thank God for people like you. We see you, we encourage you to carry on, and it's a blessing. And Bishop Kobe, it's nice to see you. It's a blessing to be with you. Hallelujah. And all these wonderful reverend ministers. Hallelujah. And pastors, lady pastors. Hey, Lady Pastor Foua is there. Okay. It's powerful. Clap for yourself too for coming. And bless God for your life. Hallelujah. We have a beautiful church. It's a unique family. People are jealous of us and we can't do much about it. Yeah. So many things people say is out of jealousy. Yeah. Yeah. When they don't know how to describe something you have that they can't have, then they have to say it in a negative way. But God has indeed blessed us. And we thank God for what He's doing with this church, with our lives, and what He will do even in the future. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for a blessed time in your presence. Thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats, please. It's a thoroughly finished conference. And that the man of God, isn't it, may be thoroughly furnished unto every good work. That's what Bishop carved out this conference from. And everything from beginning to the end of everything concerning this conference was initiated and brought into existence by Bishop Dagwood Mills. Hallelujah. Based on all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that as we come, you, the man of God, you, the woman of God, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Because you may be thoroughly furnished unto bad works. Some have ended up that way, unfortunately. But like I said from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, it said, this also know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And these people exist in the church. Let's go on. Verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Look into the church. You'll find these characters in there. Yes, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents. Many Christians. Unthankful. Yes, unthankful. Yeah. You do things for people. You will do 1,000 things for people. They will say, thank you, praise the Lord. If I never met you, something good would not have come out of my life. Without meeting you, my life would have been like, until one day, one thing that you will say or you will do that they don't like, they will use it to re-describe everything and make the whole world think you are evil. Unthankful people. Yes. Yes. They will say you are evil in the church. But even an unbeliever to swerve them, they won't say nothing. That's what the world has become. Yeah. And Christians are more confident of doing these things. Because, like I always say, maybe Christianity is something that is taken for granted. And it's all because why? There is grace, isn't it? Because you go on the internet, you will see that the most abused, most insulted, the most castigated men are men of God. Yes. In the modern day charismatic movement or Pentecostal, whatever we like to call it, you never see Muslims put an imam on Facebook. You won't dare. Or you see a rabbi that has been taken up by a Jew. They don't do things like that. Yes, but Christianity, because there are many unthankful people in church. Yes, unthankful people. They are in the church. Everything must sue them. Yeah, and everything must be the way they want it. If it doesn't go the way they want it, it's not a good thing. So you change churches. Oh yes. Yeah. You are here. Even within the Macarius denomination, you can be here. No, the next time we see you, you are at the other side. Because you say, yeah, you are in Medina. But the next time we see you, oh, you say, oh, now they are in QFC. The next, We change churches. Look, you are sitting here. You have a nice pastor like Bishop Eddie, but you have a prophet in Achua Mountain somewhere. It's true. Yeah. Just say, you there, you are greedy. You want to have a prophet here, one in America, one in Achua Mountains, one year, one online. It's true. Yeah. That's what we have become. So it's like, if this is not working, I'll try that. I'll change this. No. It's time to rise up and be real with yourself. Come on now. Yes. Nothing will change until you change. When you change, everything around you will change. Because when you change churches, you change pastors, you change this, you change this, you are the same person changing things. But nothing will change. Because your mindset is still the same. Are you there? Okay. Let's go back to the scriptures. Unthankful, unholy. Go on, please. Without natural affection. Truth breakers, false accusers, the accusers, but they are false too. It's true. Yeah. Number one, what you are doing, you are accusing somebody, which makes you an accuser. And the thing you are saying to is not true. What kind of human being are you? But they are all Christians, huh? They know Bible, they know scriptures. They can say things that confuses people. He said, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Verse 4. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, from such, turn away. Having a form of godliness, they are in the church. I said they are in the church. They are the reason why all scripture has been given. Yes. So that we will preach it to bring profit into our lives where people will become perfect and thoroughly finished unto good works. And that's why I want to talk to you just for a brief moment. My time is almost up. About those who pretend. We have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because today, in the church, many are pretenders.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The confusion. Yes, many are pretenders. It cannot be everybody. But many are. They pretend to love the church. They pretend to love God. When you get God, you will trick him. Ah. Yes. Yes, that's why God has given you a job. When you were going for the interview, you prayed, Lord, take me there. Lord, if you give me the job, I'll do this for you. Since God gave you the job, even your tithe, you can't pay it. Oh yeah, if you get God, you'll trick him. People have tricked God. Yes. As in, Obeda from then you pray, give me a husband, don't let me go empty-handed. That's why many of these prophetic meetings you have been attending, nothing works. Because God knows your heart. He can see right through you. You are pretending. You are not who you say you are. Yes. Yes. Yes, you are not who you say you are. You are quiet. Yes, I could see all of a sudden that. Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. We are not real. We are not real. Who is God dealing with? Who is God dealing with? He's telling church, you lift up your hand, like Bishop Eddie was saying in the first. No, you say you are Abina. Yeah, fooling somebody. To make the person think that you are something you are not. That's the world we live in today. So, the scripture says, can we read scriptures?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Proverbs 26:25. Proverbs 26:25. He said, when he speaketh fair, believe him not.
Hey.
Yes, there are some abominations in his heart. That's what the Bible is saying. 26:26 say that. Whose hatred is covered by deceit. Find another version for us. Yes. Yes. NLT. Do you have NLT or something? He say, while their hatred may be concealed by tricking. Give me the 25, please. He said, they pretend to be kind, but don't believe them. Their hearts are full of many evils. They pretend to be kind. They pretend we love God. They pretend we are there. Until the day there's a test they can't handle. Yes. They pretend they are with you. They pretend they love the church. They pretend they love Bishop Abby. I said, until the day something did not go the way they want it. And sometimes God has to put us through certain tests for certain things to be exposed in our lives. Because you are a pretender. Yeah. You shout about God. You talk about God as if you love Him. You don't love no God.
I'll preach.
How can you be going to a place after 20 years, 25 years, then all of a sudden you say, now my eyes have opened. I realize that the place where I was going is evil. What kept you there for 25 years? What kept you there for? Because it suited you. It was an advantage for you. That's why. So you are a pretender. And when you're a pretender, you can turn into anything, including dying. Your spiritual life will die. We will do this. They won't do it. You see, the thing that makes a lot of us pretend. Oh, please sit down. It's a conference. The thing that makes a lot of us pretend is, I realize that when we were growing up, Bishop Asson, when we were growing up, I remember when we were young, you see, everything, somebody will laugh at you. And you don't want to be laughed at. You know, in school, we give nicknames, we say things, they look at you, yeah. Oh, look at his head, like Muguyaro, this, and all of a sudden you have a name. And people don't like it. Yes. A lot of people want to be accepted. They want to say, you are this. You are. So, it turns us into people who, as we grow, we have that image of, I don't want to be seen this way, so we pretend. You say, but thank God, as I have lived in certain parts of the world for a long time, I say, I thank God for prophet making me live in Switzerland. Me, when you laugh, I don't care. They say we are prophets, whatever, puppet this. It doesn't change anything, though. No, you won't say it for me to be molded into what you are saying.
Thank you.
No, I won't react to it. It doesn't change anything. You may say my hair is finished. I agree. But you, to this cap you are wearing, it's not for you. You see, but many times, you are saying it without thinking about yourself. And you want to mold me into a pretender. Oh yeah. You are sitting in church. As you are sitting here nicely, your boyfriend is waiting for you somewhere.
You keep the appointment you don't
get. Yes. You will say you don't have data for flow. But you're always watching pornography, and that one too, you watch it with data. We have a form of godliness. But many pretenders. We pretend so much, the pretense becomes so much, even friends sitting down to chat, sometimes we say, let's put our phones even outside the room. Because it's almost like, as we are together, we can be chatting and somebody can be recording what? Pretenders!
You are preaching. Thank you.
No, it's turned us into something else. We almost don't know even where the blessing of the Lord is. And what we are doing. Is he a joke? Is he acting? Is he a show? We come together, lift up our hands, lifting up holy hands, without doubt and doubting. But as we lift up our hands, oh, there is nothing in our hearts. We are not correct, I tell you. And sometimes, it does not make the blessing of the Lord flow.
Yes, sir.
Give me a scripture. Huh? Can we read a scripture?
Yes.
We can read, isn't it? Oh, Bishop, I saw my time is up. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Maybe let's read 18:19 first, then we come here. He said, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Bishop Aso, if two of us, if me and you, and wonderful men of God, reverence, yeah, Reverend Kwabos, or whatever. He said, if we shall agree as touching anything on the earth, he said, God will do it. So we agreeing is very important, especially in prayer and in doing things for God. Look at the verse 20. It says, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Have you seen the scripture? I want to show you something here you will learn from today, okay? Yeah? Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Do you want to know? Listen to me, listen. Are you listening?
Oh, yes.
Many times we gather, but we are not together. It's a gathering service, but our hearts are not together. So sometimes we can gather for a meeting, but because our hearts are not together, God may not be there. And it's because there are many pretenders. Yes. So our phones have to be left outside. Because I'm not sure whether what I'm going to say, you may record me and use it against me another season. You have been in the church. You are my friend. I share my secrets with you. I thought I found a brother who sticketh closer than a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. I have found you. I've trusted you. I've said things to you. Because you are not happy with me, you go and sit on the internet and you are writing things. You are a pretender. You are a hypocrite. You are an actor and you will never get anywhere. Pray you don't find somebody of your kind who will also do the same to you. Are you okay? Oh, and I said, yeah, because you are not correct. No. God is not sure who you are. Who are you? What's your motive? Why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you doing what you are doing? Why did you marry him? Why did you marry her? Why are you in the church? Why are you there? Why did you give that offering? The motive. Because today, people can give offerings and then after a while, they will write down everything that they have given. And they come back and they say, if you don't give me my money back, I'm taking you to court. Because you tricked me for me to give my money. Look at you. Actors. From there, after you do that, where next are you going? How are you going to lead your life on? Would you pray to the same God, asking him to bless you? Oh, I've spoiled the service. Young people, let's not learn to be pretenders, okay? Are you with me? Be bare and open to God. Okay? Because God, he sees us and he knows us before we come. And you know, more scriptures, so. Matthew chapter 26. Yes, that's... Look, the guy they talk to you, he's... No. The plans he's having. Yes. He said, do you have anything to say? He said, oh, no, I'm cool. Is everything okay? Oh, by the grace of God, it's a very good deal power you gave me. It's nice. It's seven abominations are in his heart. Yeah. Matthew 26. Because we are pretenders. May you not be a pretender in Jesus' name. We are pretenders. Yeah. That's all the people in the visa place every day. That's what they look out for. You're not real. Yeah. You say things you know is not true. So even them, they write their liars won't go to heaven. Even the unbelievers, they write it. That's why they check our things thoroughly. They just want to know, is it you? Are you really the person? And when you say you are going for X, Y, Z, is that really why you are going?
Will you come back?
Yes, will you come back as you said?
The money in the account.
The money, you see, all these things. Because they have seen so many who are swervers. They are not real. They are pretenders. They just go and come and some don't come back and all sort of things. The whole world has become like that. May the Lord find you to be a real Christian.
Amen.
To be a real child of God.
Amen.
And to be a real person who will receive a real blessing from God. Matthew chapter 26, verse 20, please. He said, now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Yes. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? Every one of them. And he answered and said, he that dippeth the son with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? The guy is a master pretender. Yes. He's the first to boldly ask, is it I? Meanwhile, you knew it's you. You had already gone to see you closed the deal. The deal is done. The deal is done. Collected the money. You know how much you put on his head. You are sitting there asking him, eating with him, asking him, is it I? Master pretenders. That's why Jesus said, it would have been better you were not born. Yeah. If this is all you came into the world to do, just so that you will act like this and betray somebody, then it would have been better. It would have been better you were not a Christian. No. Yeah. You see, because, look, sometimes, even the unbelievers, they have values. Yes. Yes. They have moral. They have things they will not break. Bishop Asso, in Switzerland, one day, a brother lost his phone. The brother left his phone in the train. Okay. So when he got to the train station, he couldn't find his phone, or he just got out of the train, then he went home. Then he remembered. And then as he was talking to me, I told him, oh, there's a place in the train station called Lost and Found. Yes, if you go there, there are many things there. Lost and Found. Would it exist in Kotobabi? Lost and Found.
Yeah.
No, yes, I know. No. The other day, the pastor was telling me the church member doesn't want to come. One of our nice churches. He said the church member doesn't want to come again because somebody bought him iPhone 15. He brought it to church. Somebody has stolen it.
In the church.
Inside the church.
No lost and found.
No, lost before. The owner of the phone has come to take it and it's gone.
He has found it.
Yes. But he, I told him, go there. When he went to the lost and found, lo and behold, his phone was there.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. So, yeah. You know, and then The guy asked him a few questions. This. He told the guy about the phone, everything. Then, you know, when the guy gave the phone to him, listen to what the unbeliever asked him. The unbeliever asked him that, when your phone got lost, how did you feel? Then he said, when my phone got lost, I felt I'd lost all my contacts. He said, the way I was feeling, I thought, if I don't find my phone, even my bank cards are on it, it means I don't know. I have to cancel all of them, do this, go. Then, you know what the unbeliever told him? The unbeliever told him that the way you felt, okay, next time you also see somebody's phone in the train, you have to bring it here because you must know how people feel when they lose their phones. That's an unbeliever talking. So these are their values. Yes, it's like a pastor talking. I said to the guy, you see, the guy did not quote scripture to you. But that's what Jesus said. Do unto others as you want them to do to you. Yeah. Yes. But we, no. Not me. No. Not me. Not me. Not me. And he says, how dare they sack me? Why can't you be sacked? Why can't you be sacked? Yeah, it's your level of understanding that makes you think that way. But sacking is another way of life. If you are sacked and you can look into it well and learn from it, you can be able to bounce back. Even the people who sack you, they will see you and they will know that, no, you had something. Yeah. But these things of who I am, they will laugh at me. How can it be that they say, but why can't you be sacked? Who are you? That's why we pretend. Huh? Today is not a pretender in church, but a great person who will do well for God.
Yes, sir.
Now let me tell you something. This is where you have to be careful. Yeah. How you relate with God is how God relates with you. Did you hear what I said? Like when he says, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. So when you draw close, he draws close. If you go far, he stands far. So if you stand behind this building, God is standing also on the other side. If you come into the light, he cannot be in the light and you are in the darkness, and you can have great fellowship. He's not sure who he's talking to. The church is quiet. Let's close. What can I say again? Bishop Asso, let's close. Eh? Or we should close. The time is. Yeah, it's one. We should close. I said, how you relate with him is how he relates with you. Who are you? That's how he is to you. That's why you shouldn't pretend. I don't know why you are quiet, but me too, I'm worried. So now, let's close. I wish I had gone with Bishop Eddie. At least then maybe I'll get some cake to eat or something. How you are with him, that's how he is with you. Can I show you a scripture? Do you want to know a scripture? Psalm 18 verse 25. He said, with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. Another version, please. Change the version. No, but why have you jumped to 27? We are on 26. Brighter. To the pure, you show thyself pure. But to the dubious, you show yourself shrewd. Yes. Until when you are dubious, yes, sir. God's ways will look shrewd to you. Another version. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. So you see, to some people, God is shrewd. Yeah. You don't understand why. It's like the games you are playing with him, he's also playing games with you. So how you appear to him is how he appears to you. Oh yes. So you come, you lift your hands, you'll be crying, you see, there's a move, there's a stirring in the church, but beyond that, nothing works. Because as you appeared in church, how you showed yourself is how he's showing himself to you. Can't you see that you come to church, your heart is moved, you hear the word, but when you get out into the world again, you switch back into your world, then all of a sudden, you don't understand why nothing is working, because that's how you are relating with God outside here. So the way you appear to him is the way he appears to you. Be careful. Don't be a pretender. There are those who pretend, and don't be one of them. Don't be one of them. Don't be one of them. Don't be in the church. And you know, you say, we are all together. You support everything. Reverend Eric, how I love you. You're a man of God. When I see you, seven abominations. Yes. You just want to slay the man and finish his ministry. That's why every time you see him going through his car, you run across. Pretenders. Oh, but we are pretenders. We are. Yeah. When we walk down the aisle and we are singing, oh Lord my God, we look like lambs. And you say, oh look, oh yes. Then you see us wearing the white cassock or whatever they call it. We are coming as if to say we don't know anything. They pour oil on our heads. We are because in the end, what a person can turn into, you wonder. Everything that happened in your life, how did you understand it? But it's because all along, you were a pretender. You know, you can pretend. You can be in the church and you'll be pretending. You know what you say to yourself? Oh, time will tell. By the grace of God, something will change. Something will change. I'm going to be okay. So as time goes along, that you see that things don't seem to be working the way you think it must work, then one day you have to be yourself. And that's where Jesus will tell you, it would have been better you were not born. It shall not be your story. In Jesus' name. I said, it shall not be your... I can't get a louder amen. Yeah. Bishop Aso, just take the thing and then... Oh, yeah, but too many are pretenders. It's true.
You are preaching.
Too many are pretenders. I said, I can't believe Christians, 10 of us, we say, we pray in tongues. We are going to meet... Just to interact, we have to put our phones away. Why? Why? Because I'm not sure of you. Yeah. And he said, where two or three are gathered together. I said, there's a gathering, but we are not together. Yeah. Yes. There's a gathering.
Yes, sir.
Yes, there's a gathering. We've got it. We are there. But you can see, I'm not sure of you. You are not sure of me. So... The best thing is, you put your phone outside. Yes, I dare my God, you dare your God. So even when I'm telling you the story, I get somewhere where I'm not sure whether I should continue. So I say, Charlie, you know what? No, let's leave it here. Yeah, because I'm not sure once I finish what you will go and say somewhere.
Pretenders.
Pretenders. Yeah, you are thinking that you are with somebody you love. You cry on the person's shoulder. The next moment he leaves, he goes to tell the story in another way that, oh, he did not know that you cry, you were like this. It's on the status. Yes, it's on the status. Yeah. Yeah. You are so wicked. The mind of using the Facebook and the Instagram, what you want to use it for? And you see, the footballer, because he's a footballer, he concentrates on football. He just plays football. Instagram alone, he has 600 million followers. Yeah. Ronaldo, he has not 1 million. 600 million people follow him. Yeah, why? He's just a footballer. People love to see what he does. You there, the Facebook that Zuckerberg formed, that he's making money out of, you there, you have to use it to tell evil. You're an evil man. And some of us, that's how we are. Yes, something that somebody formed out of a good heart, that he's making millions out of, you, when it comes into your hands, is to use it to destroy people's lives. Who are you? What type of Christian are you? What type of vessel are you? A pretender. A pretender. And you join the list of pretenders in the Bible. Oh yeah, it was better you were not born. It was better you were not born. Because all these people, where do they get to? As if to say, Judas was eating with Christ, and then he asked him, Lord, is it I? As if to say, after he had done it, he gave him some advantage. You are a stupid man. You finished to go and kill yourself. And he warned you. He warned you. It was better you were not born. He warned you. He warned you. I'm sorry, but you give everybody the impression like your parents are rich. There are people sitting in church, they don't have anything. When they see you and then they ask, somebody even wants to help you. He asks you, oh, are you okay? He says, oh, by the grace of God, you know, God is moving. Be real. From today, be real.
Just be real.
Yes. Be real. Even the picture is not your face. Are you with me? Are you with me, Kwa? Are you with me? I say you are sitting here. Your boyfriend is waiting for you in Dansoman. And when you come into the church, hello, I be dining. Yes. And you cry in the church, and your tears are genuine. And you will see, God tries to move on you at that hour. But you see, when you leave and then you get there, you see, because of the things you do, he steps back. Yeah. Because that's how you want to relate with him outside. From today, let there be a change. I say from today, let there be a change. Be yourself no matter what they say. Okay? I said, I love the church. I love what God is doing with us. I love my bishop. I love Bishop Adi. There is nothing you will say that must change my mind.
Thank you.
Yes. I heard Bishop Richard Ayi preaching on soul winning, and I gave my life to Christ. Why should I meet you at this hour of my life? And you just want to tell me something, and then I will change and follow you. If I follow you, where are we going? Where? You yourself, where are you going? You don't know where you are going. You say I should come and follow you. You are deranged. You are out of your mind. And you don't understand what you are saying. Oh yes. I'll tell you. Yes. I'll tell you. You sit in Accra, the corner of Accra somewhere, in a village, and keep shouting. Keep shouting. You put your head in the sand and your buttocks is in the air, and you say nobody can see you. Because you are too wise for yourself. Oh yes. Hey, you can look at your friend and give your friend, hey, this church here, you know, this. You are a pretender. I wish I'll meet you. I will take you on face to face. Hey, because already they describe us as, oh, we there. We are deranged for Bishop Da. Yeah, we are extremists. The Bishop Da, those guys, they train them. I don't care. I don't mind. And I'm glad God chose me to do this.
Beautiful.
Yes. 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 Because you enjoy somebody coming to give you money. And then you vote or you do something. That's why your road is the way it is. Because they buy your vote. They buy it. Yes, because he'll give you money and you vote for, and after you have given him the money, and then he says that, but I need to recuperate my money. How is he going to get it back? So they be able to buy, but somebody must be able to stand and say, no. This is me. It's okay. Yes, it's okay. Say what you like. When they say what they like, you say, it's okay. I'm in the church. I'm blessed in the church. I've got married in the church. My children are in the church. My children have been able to go to school in the church. The man joined the church. 2001. He's a bishop. He has children. He has a wife. He has somewhere to live. He has a car to drive. What else are you looking for in life? What else do you want? That will make you pretend. What else?
You appreciate it.
And the very thing you've grown up on, today, you would despise it, set it aside, say what you like about it, and even be looking at others who you have not been with, and you don't know what they have. And he's saying, this is better. You are out of your mind. And I'm preaching it. You can sit here. You can read my lips. You can go and say what you like about me. I don't give a... Yes. Look. Listen to me. The time has come when we have to be able to stand and defend what we have. Because what we have is a good thing. Oh, yes. 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 Hey, Kwabos, I knew you from Milton Keynes. Yes, we have been walking on these streets. Snow, it has finished all our hair. Yes, small church. That I knew you from London. Rosemond, it's not where.
Yeah.
It's not an easy place.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not. And God has given us some church that we have joined. Without the church, do you know what would have become of us? Yeah. Yes. Like I had to apologize. Bishop Aso. I was Bishop Aso. I went to see my dad. My mom told me my dad is there. I had to apologize to my dad because of the church. The teachings Bishop taught us, it made me realize that I don't have to argue with my father. Because from the beginning, me, I thought my father was in the wrong. Even though he took me abroad to go to school, I thought he was wrong. So you see, fighting parents, disrespecting our mothers, this, the church has taught us something to honor our parents. You cannot just say it's not a good church. You can't say that. We don't agree. We don't accept it. Yes, the time has come. Yeah. Where, say, Bishop Eddie is my papa. And I will not sit down for you to say what you like and get away with it. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. And if this is what you are going to say today, me and you, I don't want to see your face anymore. And you too, you don't want to see my face anymore. It's okay. Yes. Because, really, if it's not church, where do I know you from? Really?
We met in church.
Yeah, we met in church. It's almost like, even if I have some relationship with you from somewhere, the church has made us brothers. Yes, I talk to him all the time. Yes, he looks after my mom for me when I'm not there. Even my mom is excited to see him. It's a church. My dad died. Bishop Eddie was standing with me. Bishop Aso was with me. Bishop Ogo. When I was crying, Bishop Eddie held me. He said, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. God will take care of you. Hey. Now the church said, what do you have on Facebook? Whoa. You're crushing me, I'm telling you. I have closed. Is it a good church or is it a bad church? I said, we are talking about those who pretend. I said, we are talking about those who pretend. Is it a good church or is it a bad church? Then let's clear out every pretense from the church in Jesus' name. Let's be real. The church has blessed you. The church has blessed your wife. Oh, yes. The church has blessed your children. The church has blessed you. Yeah. The church has blessed your wife. There's a church.
Yeah.
I knew this man from London to Aberdeen. London. I knew him from Aberdeen. So when you want your body in crown just. And it's a church. It's a church. It's the church. We can't sit down for you to just say what you like. Those of you here, you are not in the church. Eh? And some of us open concert too much. Who are you? Are you a lotto forecaster, radio version? What are you? We don't know anything in the Bible. Charismatic Christians today, we don't know nothing. If we ask you now and we call you, and I ask you, what is the first 10 books of the Bible, the Old Testament? You will get angry now. And you will say, small church you came to. They want to bring some man be here. Look at the questions they are asking us. We don't know anything. We don't know nothing. All you know is what is going on. Oh, yes. 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 So what is in the New Testament? You don't understand it. But you know everything happening in this person's house. What this person said here. What this person said here. And I hear, hey, this. Have you heard about, she's called what? Lady Pastor Ifua. Hey, who is she? Ah, that lady, no. Can be a call reception. Oh, look at you. You're a pretender. And you are the same person when you see her there. Oh, Elpie, it's great to see you. Ah, today, because I've seen you, my day has been made up. Look at you.
Yes. I want to be like you when I.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
The
bed they know sending message. If I grow up, I want to be like you.
Yes.
Seven abominations. I tell you. Never forget this scripture today. Yes. Seven abominations are in his heart. From today, we drive out every abomination out of every heart in Jesus' name. Hey, those of you here, I said we drive out every abomination out of every heart in Jesus' name. Sit down. And let's close. We are closing. No, this one. We won't walk here now. We'll go. Yeah. Will we come back? Okay. It's a wonderful church, isn't it? We love our church. We love our bishop. We love our pastor. We love Bishop Ediadi. We love them. Say what you like. Yes, say what you want to say. They have some song B now. Defe something something. Yeah. What do they say before? Yes. Leave me alone. Let me serve my God.
Yes.
Yes. Let me thank God for how far He has brought me and for what He has done in my life. Look at the way He's done us. Why are you defe? Why should we not shout about Him? Reverend Osei, do they know your testimony? Do they know your testimony? By the church, you discover your life's work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. This church is a good church. It's a blessed church. If only you open your eyes and stay in it properly and be committed and be dedicated. and really believe in the teachings, you will be very blessed in your life. I said, this church is a good church.
A good church.
It can turn, look at me preaching, a drunkard like me. Yeah. I am. Like for real. Yes. I only organize parties and I always drink. Look at what the church has turned me into. By the grace of God. And you too.
Yes.
The Lord is taking you higher.
Yes.
The Lord is promoting you.
Yes.
The Lord is lifting you up.
Yes.
And may the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it, may it come upon your life. Because from today, he will find you a real Christian, a real child of God, and a real person who wants to serve him. I've closed, but the spirit of a pretender. I just read it to you, then we'll go. A pretender carries the spirit of an actor. So you're not real. You see, the spirit of an actor is Bruce Willis running on in a movie. It's different from the real Bruce Willis who lives at home. Yeah. So it's one thing where you can act. And then you get home. And then you are something else. So you see, when you are like that, you will never be a person who will carry joy. One place, you shout. The next place, you're down. And you don't know what to do. That's why, Bishop Aso, the man went to the doctor. Then he saw the doctor. Then he said, I'm not a happy person. I don't know why. Everything I do, I'm not happy. Then the doctor told him that, I will advise you. He said, have you seen that man on the TV? Yeah, who makes people laugh? He said, go and watch him. You will laugh. The guy said, the guy in the TV is me. Yeah, it's a job. He goes to make people laugh. But he himself. You see, because when you're an actor, you will try to do things for people. Okay, but you yourself, you don't know how to draw any strength from anywhere. That's why before God, don't be an actor. Okay, because your strength will come from him. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above what we can think of. He said, according to, it's his power that is at work within us. So there are many orangus, they really don't know where they are going. But in their frustration of not knowing where they are going, they have to carry people with them. That's why they try to influence. So sometimes they stand back and they can see that this is what we used to enjoy. And as I'm out now, that I can't enjoy it anymore, then they shouldn't enjoy it. Oh yes. Yes. This is what brings about the acting. Don't be an actor. It's a spirit. Don't be an actor. Go on quiet again. Let's close. A pretender has a false and fake personality. False and fake personality. And that's what they always look out for. When you go through airports, whatever, they are trying to see. Yeah. Yes. Is there an actor? Yeah. Sometimes you see. When I'm going through the immigration, whatever, sometimes the guy asks me, he looks at my passport, he said, where are you going? I said, oh, I'm going to Spain. What do you want in Spain? I said, oh, that's where I live. What do you have that shows? You give them whatever you have in your hands. You see, they put it on the machine, they turn it around. Sometimes they can even see that the picture, it looks like you, but they'll check it, they'll put it under a light. This is, then you ask you, how did you come by this card? When did you get this card? They are asking all because you could even have the card. Yes, too many. You could even have the card with your picture, but still, maybe how you got it. A fake personality. Yes, who are we dealing with? Who are we pouring the oil on? And who are we praying for? Hey, you gone quiet again. Let's. A pretender carries the spirit of hypocrisy and disloyalty. Yes. Don't be a hypocrite, okay? Yeah. If not, you receive all the prophecies, but not for you really, because you are not real. Who is receiving the prophecy? Who is receiving the prophecy? Who is receiving the prophecy? Is it a real person? The actor. Then it's not you. It's not you. Then it's not you. That's why it's not. That it many. It doesn't work. Bishop Eric, Reverend Eric, many. It doesn't work. It doesn't. Yeah. Because for the prophecies we've heard, the amount of conventions on you that has been poured on us. The things that have been declared over us. The prayer meetings. You hear us. Everywhere. The park. Everywhere. But afterwards, what next? Is God that far? Is God that wicked? Is this God some God who doesn't seem to want to mind us? Is he playing games with us? Peradventure it may be so, because we are playing games with him. May it change. Top pretenders of the Bible. If I mention their name, if you think they are pretenders, I mean, you will know. I'll see your response whether they are pretenders or not. Can I mention some? Just one or two, then we go, because my time is up. Number one, top pretender. These books are good, though. Number one, Delilah was a pretender. You see, so that's it. You see, the way you shout and cry means that the story is ended. Delilah. Yes, that's right. That's right. The man of God, he said that the devil is a liar, and so is his mother-in-law. Then he said, do you know the mother-in-law of the devil? We said, no. He said, Delilah. Yes. I tell you, pretenders. Look, he said, Delilah pretended to love Samson. She comforted him. She relaxed and made him lie on her knees. In the end, it was revealed that she was a liar, a deceiver, and a murderer. Yes. Yes. Can you imagine? The anointed man. That's how he lost his eyes. An anointed man. By meeting a deceiver. A hypocrite. An actor. Yes, a liar. She could manipulate him and get something out of him. That she tried it all. But you see, when you meet actors and hypocrites, oh, they can sway you. There are many the evil with all sort of venom in their hearts and in their mouth. They have swayed away from the church, and yet when they speak, some of us, we want to listen. Because Bishop Aso, you ask yourself, but Samson must have known that Delilah is trying to trick him. Yeah. You know, because the first time he said, oh, if you tie my hands or if you do this, he woke up and then he realized that some people actually were. But you see, when you meet an actor, the person can turn the story around, say that even if the first one doesn't work, the second one, you will tell him something. He will try until he gets the real thing from you. That's why you have to be careful. Hey, you've gone quiet. We're close. Number two. Top pretenders. Number two. We thank God for Bishop Dago. These books, people will wish it to go out of. Yes. They wish it to be. It will not go nowhere. They are here. Yeah, until Christ comes. Yes. They are everywhere. They are inside us.
Yeah.
Come on. You will come for the next one. I will preach again. I'll take another book. You will see. Hmm? Judas was a pretender. Judas pretended to be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. In the end, it was revealed that he was a traitor, deceiver, and a murderer. Am I just reading words to you?
No.
Was he not?
He was.
I mean, how can you be the one who keeps all the money? You are the chief accountant. You must have been a trusted fella in the finance minister. Yeah. And you sell your master. All because you are a pretender. You are eating with him. You have sold him. Your hands are in the bowl with the person. You are eating with him. You sold him. Yeah. How? How do you go into this meeting that you are all friends together? You eat together. You are doing everything. And then after we finish the meeting, all that we spoke about is outside. Who? Which of us? With details. Yes. You see, because we think we can do this, do that, and then be Christians and it's okay. Oh yeah. People lie and then they think you go to work, you steal everything at work and you go, man, you think it's okay. You think it's okay. People think it's okay. Yeah. People think it's okay to lie, to do this, to do that, and come to church and also lift your hands. I said, that's the double games you are playing with God, and that's how God is living with you. Yes. So in one world, you want him, you love him, he'll be close to you. He will talk to you. Hello, how are you? Everything is fine. The Holy Spirit is moving. You may even fall on the ground, shout, roar. But in another world, you are something else. That's how he operates with you. In fact, by the time you get there, he moves himself away. I finished. Number three. No, look, even Judas, he said, but Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? Can you imagine? He kissed him. You see? In some way. It's not nice. It's not nice you are with somebody, you feel he's your buddy, you love him, you want to be with him, but the person has another mind about you. Yes. And as he's talking to you, flowing with you, he has his own mind and something is working in his heart. By the time he leaves you, he goes somewhere else and he goes to tell them, don't mind him. Yeah, he really doesn't like us. Yeah, he's using us. It's a very, very, very painful thing. And you shouldn't be like that. Because you will not fall in the right place with God. They that worship him must, it's a must too, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Number three, Absalom was a pretender. Absalom pretended to love his brother when he invited him for a party. In the end, it was revealed that the party was a hoax. His so-called party was just a ploy to kill his brother Amnon. Can you imagine? He said to his father, let them come, my brothers. The father was saying that, why do you want to gather all the king's children like that? Oh, daddy, you know, we just want to have a good time. We just, not knowing. There was an agenda. He had an agenda to kill his brother. He had to pretend. And in the end, he was a deceiver. And he himself, he never got him anywhere. He thought he was smart, isn't it? He thought he knew everything. He thought he was powerful. Then you see, they say his hair used to weigh 50 shekels of silver. And he felt good. You can imagine how handsome he was and how good he looked. You see, and he must have felt good and he thought he knew everything. The same hair was that which was caught in the tree. And he died. Be careful what you are strong in. Be careful how good you think you are. And be careful you thinking you know everything. By that, you may not get anywhere. You know, try to be real. Try and be real. One day, my friend, Bishop Fifi, he said, oh, a brother had bought something for him, a shoe. He said, the shoe was too small for him. The shoe was too big for him, so I should take the shoe. So I took the shoe from him. It's one of these names. Yeah, and I wore the thing and then I realized that me too, the thing was a bit bigger than me. So I decided to take it to the shop where the name of the shoe was. So I went to work. I was at work. I was a lay pastor. And I went to work and then during break, I said, oh, let me take the shoe to the shop and then see if they have another size, whether they can change it for me. And then I took it there. When I took the shoe there, the guy looked at the shoe. He turned it, he bent it, he opened it, he looked inside, he did something to the shoe. He told me I should sit down. And then after about 10 minutes, he called me back. He said to me, we are the people who stole their business. And that he told me, it's just the way I'm dressed. If it's not for the decent way I'm dressed, he would have called the police to arrest me. Meanwhile, I just asked my boss at work at break time, I'm going to a shop to go and do something. I'm sure my boss would have wondered because they would have called him and told him I'm in the police station. All because somebody dashed a shoe to the pastor that was fake. No, he told me. He said, this is fake. It's not real. You see, and I was just, they were going to handcuff me and take me away. I begged him, I said I'm a pastor, and I didn't know. Somebody gave it to me. So me, I thought I could change it. But this is what it is. With fake things, with us not being real. Yes. You are in prison though. You don't understand why you can't get any revelation. You know, from today, let the spirit of pretense, the spirit of acting, the spirit of being fake, and the spirit of being a hypocrite, let it leave your life. And the Lord will be real to you. You will know the Lord as you should. And you'll be blessed of God. Stand to your feet. Mr. Paso, forgive me for the time. Hallelujah. Oh, clap for Jesus. For Jesus. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, please. While we stand in God's presence, I think today we are all ridding ourselves of pretense, isn't it? Maybe you've been coming to church for a long time. Maybe you've been around for a while, but you are not really born again. You know, you can be in the church. You come, you never give your life to Christ. And after a while, you can be around for a long time. You can even become a shepherd. You are not born again. Because you've been around for a long time. But the truth is, you never surrendered your life to Christ. This afternoon, he said, as appointed unto men once to die, after this judgment. If there is death, as we all know, then believe that the judgment too will happen. You don't want to live here the same way you came in. You don't want to live here not being born again. You are in this service. You must be born again. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you lift up your hand, I'll pray with you. I'll pray with you this afternoon. Is there any hand? If you lift up your hand, I'll pray with you. Is there anybody? Every head bowed, please. I see a hand there. Is there anybody else? If your hand is lifted up, come to Jesus.
Into my heart.
Come to Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Is there anybody?
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in.
Is there anybody else?
Today.
Want to surrender your life to Christ? To Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into
me. Is there anybody? Bishop Eddie is here. What do you think? Bishop Eddie is here. What do you think? Oh, you can't speak. What do you think? Bishop Eddie, please, you have the honor. Like they say in golf, you are the winner, so you have the honor. Let's welcome Bishop Eddie. Oh, my dear, come, please stand. Oh, is that all you can do for Bishop Eddie?
Father, lift your hand. If you are here this morning, as has been said and emphasized, afternoon, and you are not a born-again Christian, you are not a serious Christian, if you were to die today, you are not sure of making it to heaven. You see, that's why we are calling you to come forward and give your life to Christ. But if you are here, maybe somebody invited you. But if you die this afternoon, you are not sure that you make it to heaven. I want you to lift up your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Yes. I'm going to pray, but I just need maybe somebody else. Or you're a Christian, but you're backslidden. You want to rededicate your life so that you will not miss heaven. If you are here, come to me as I'm praying, and I will pray with you as well. Lift your hand with me. Say after me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me for all my wicked ways, for all my evil ways. For I've done many bad things, but I know your blood can wash me from all my sins. Therefore, wash me and make me clean. Make me a new person, Lord Jesus, and take over my life. I want to serve you. I want to live for you for the rest of my days. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is... Write this name in your book of life. I'm yours forever. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful teaching from the Macarius Church headquarters, East Legon Hills, Accra. Stay blessed.
I am waiting.